Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is eyeing a January 11th implementation of the district's Smart Start plan instead of the original January 19th. Superintendent John O'Brien spoke to KSRM.
Our plan at this point, hopefully, is going to be able to bring students back a week earlier than we had originally anticipated. So I'm looking at January 11th at this point for implementation of the new Smart Start plan. So that'll be all pre-K through 6 students coming to school 5 days a week. And then secondary students, grades 7 through 12, will be able to come at least 2 days a week, depending on what their individual schools have developed for their AB schedules. And then if numbers continue to look as good as they are, it probably won't be long after that that hopefully we can get secondary students back in 5 days a week.
Winter break for most Kenai Peninsula Borough School District schools officially begins today. School starts back up Monday, January the 4th. For most schools, again, pre-identified groups of students who attend on-site during 100% remote high risk may continue to attend school on-site. That includes pre-K, kindergarten, and special ed intensive needs students. By midday, January the 5th, an announcement will be made if the on-site at-school option will begin as soon as Monday, January the 11th. But Superintendent O'Brien said the current trends seem to indicate Monday, January the 11th, are when the Smart Start plan will be implemented. More details can be found at RadioKenai.com.
A crowd gathers for a fireworks celebration. Christmas music rings through the air, and Santa Claus swoops in for an appearance in front of hundreds of children outside of the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. This sounds like an implausible vision in the midst of a COVID-plagued 2020 Christmas season. However, the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce made it a reality on Friday night during their Soldotna Shines holiday fireworks celebration. How did the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce pull it off? They made concessions to the process that allowed them to make the event COVID-friendly. Families were able to take part in a communal Christmas celebration without sacrificing their safety. Each car was able to enjoy a synchronized musical celebration in front of a fireworks show while in their warm vehicle. Shannon Davis of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce discussed what it took to bring the experience together.
There's a lot of local people who come together to make events like this happen. But this time, we were very fortunate to receive a grant from the Levitt Foundation. Now, the Levitt Foundation is the foundation that helps fund music in the park every year. And they gave us a bridge grant. And that bridge is to bridge this year with next summer when we're all able to come together again. They wanted to do something meaningful for the community. So they gave us a mini grant to do the fireworks for the community, but we also have to thank the city of Soldotna and 96.5 KKISS.
A really famous cat all dressed up in red, jolly old Saint Nick, was no exception to following the drive-in theme. Instead of flying in on his candy apple red sleigh, he rode in on a CES fire truck to celebrate and spread Christmas joy from a safe distance. Miss Davis also says he took special precautions to keep the kiddos safe.
Santa was absolutely wearing a mask. He wanted to be safe to make sure that he's still well enough to deliver all those toys for Christmas.
For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
A woman is dead and a man hospitalized following a head-on collision that snarled traffic on the Seward Highway near Indian through much of the day over the weekend. Troopers say it happened around 11 a.m. when a man behind the wheel of a northbound Toyota 4Runner collided with a southbound Subaru Outback as he was attempting to pass another vehicle. Female driver of the Outback was declared dead at the scene. The Toyota's driver was reportedly hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic in both directions was impacted through most of the afternoon that day, and the lanes have since reopened following the deadly crash on the Seward Highway. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.